But what people don't know is that they find out that they really have better friendships. It really affects their personal life in a very positive way as well. They're better at listening to themselves. They're better at work-life balance. They're better at boundaries. And so their personal life improves greatly.
What is integral coaching, and how can nurses leverage the power of this holistic approach in both their personal and professional lives? Let's talk all about it with author, educator, nurse coaching pioneer, and my personal coaching mentor, Linda Bark, right here on episode 466 of The Nurse Keith Show. Hey there, this is Nurse Keith. This podcast is about you and your personal and professional development, your career, and the healthcare system writ large. And I'm here to share education, ideas, diatribes, and informative interviews with some of the most inspiring people from the worlds of healthcare, nursing, medicine, tech, entrepreneurship, and beyond. I love having you along for the ride, and I thank you from the bottom of my nurse podcaster's heart for being part of the growing Nurse Keith Nation. If you'd like to help other people find the show, you can always leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That's super helpful, or on Google, Amazon, or Spotify, or just share the show from any app where you happen to be listening with someone who you think might enjoy it or benefit from it. You can also become a patron at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/nursekeith. For those of you unfamiliar with Patreon, it's a platform where you can support people who make things like podcasts and artwork and music and all sorts of things like that. As little as $2 a month is a great boon to help things roll along here at the Nurse Keith Show. If you pledge more than $2 a month, I will send you some gifts in the actual United States mail. Imagine that, getting a package in the mail from Nurse Keith. Anyway, that's at patreon.com/nursekeith. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for sharing the show with anyone who you think might like it. The show notes are at nursekeith.com in the drop-down menu labeled podcasts. And you can also find the show notes in the app where you're listening, no matter where that happens to be. Like I said, we are here with the inimitable Linda Bark. She is the founder, CEO, and genius behind Wisdom of the Whole Coaching. We will talk more about that throughout the hour. And Linda, it's such an honor to have you here as my original coaching mentor and an amazing person out there in the world. And the first question I want to ask you is, what is the term integral mean, and how does it differ from the term holistic, or are they the same?
Wow, great question to start out with. I'm so happy to be here. It's great to hang out with you again.
Yeah,
we did this years ago, and yes, it's fun to do it today. So that's a great question. Integral is the newer term. Holistic came decades ago. And I think I can remember I was working at Mayo Clinic, and I remember seeing on their fitness center, they had these words, body, mind, and spirit. And I was so excited because it was like, wow, holistic. It's here at the Mayo Clinic. So it started that way, body, mind, and spirit. And some things were added along, like environment, social. And it definitely was a way of bringing people's awareness to the idea that things are connected and that it helps. It really helps to see the connection, to see how they're related. And it was a great step forward. And I think now what I'm seeing is that we're ready for another step. And that really is the integral perspective. Integral means everything. So it doesn't just mean body, mind, spirit. It means everything. And it's more expansive. It's wider, deeper, I might say. And it's really about interconnection of various domains. It's like individual, collective. subjective, objective, internal, external. And I know that's all very out there. And what I'm trying to express is how comprehensive this perspective is. And with that wider lens, really bringing together diverse viewpoints and complexity and richness. So it's bigger. It's bigger than holistic.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for elucidating that. And, you know, we have the American Holistic Nurses Association, of which you've been, you know, an integral member, no pun intended, for a long time. And, you know, as a nurse who's doctorally prepared, you've done so much throughout the decades. I mean, you started a private nursing practice in 1970, and you started bringing holistic practices to the hospital setting and to healthcare and medicine in general back in the 70s and 80s. So you and Barbie Dossey, who's been on this show, who of course you know very well, like I do, you all have been at the forefront since before many of us were born, or at least before many of us even thought of becoming nurses. So you and Barbie and others have really been, you know, kind of bearing that standard for a really long time and, you know, continuing the march towards nursing becoming more holistic, even though nursing is by nature holistic. You know, Florence Nightingale talked about sanitation and hygiene and air and, you know, environmental wellness in her own way. So it's not like it's completely foreign to nursing. But like you're saying, what I'm getting is that we have to keep taking it further and further. Nothing should stay narrow or stagnant, right? We have to keep growing. So for nurses who are listening and nurses who are interested in this expansive view of the world and their practice and their personal lives and everything, how does it, quote unquote, how does it pay to be holistic and integral, either in one's personal life and one's professional life? What does it mean when you start to look at the world through this much more multifaceted lens?
Great question. Yeah, it does pay. It pays in many ways. For one thing, nurses will be more successful, because I found out that when I can talk with someone about what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and those things are different and not everyone knows the difference, mm-hmm. thinking and feeling, but then what images are coming in. You know, if they think about an option, do they cringe? You know, do they see a picture? One time I had a fellow that was a client of mine, and he on this one option saw vultures circling on an option. Wow. And he went, whoa. Yeah, wow. That's not going to work for me. Sometimes mm-hmm. people see rainbows, or sometimes they see trouble, you know, troubled waters or storms, and not everyone sees images. And it's nice to bring that in when it happens. So thinking, feeling, images, and then a big one is body. What's happening in our body when we imagine quitting our job or taking a new job or starting a program? That's such an important area, such an important whole part of the whole being, of our whole being, to check in with. And it's subtle. We often don't do it. I speak for myself. I never used to do it. And now I'm learning to, and it's helping a lot. When we think about an option, is it harder for us to breathe? Is it easier? I mean, sometimes people go, ah, it's such a relief. Or sometimes people go, oh, I can't stand to be in this, to even imagine this option. So that subtle information from our bodies, and sometimes not so subtle, especially if we look at it, is important. So that's four kind of lenses in on something. And the fifth lens that I love including which comes from this integral perspective, is really sense of purpose. And people say, well, does everybody know their sense of purpose? And it's been amazing. I have probably asked people hundreds, maybe thousands of times now about their sense of purpose. How aligned is this option with your sense of purpose? Is it 90, 50, 100, 10? And people come up with it. And it's amazing how telling that is. I had someone decide to quit his job because he realized his present job was only 50% aligned with his sense of purpose. And he thought, I'm not going to spend time doing this. So that's a one way to kind of ground it, to think about how it's a benefit. Because when people come from these different perspectives, they get clear. They really get clear, and they're able to take a small, fun, and easy step. And a week later, they don't come back to me saying, well, you know, Linda, I thought about it and I forgot to think about A or B. They have really aligned with their choice. They'd made their first step and they're ready for their next one.
That's a great answer. And it brings to mind a conversation I was having with my fiance yesterday. We were driving to town and she's a scholar of the esoteric and ancient philosophy and science. She's an astrologer and a tarot reader, and she studies so many deep things. She's always studying. And I was asking her about the term telos or telos, T-E-L-O-S, because I keep hearing it here and there in different places. And it's a term Aristotle began using way back when, of course. And it's supposed to be, in some senses, like the study of purposiveness or purposefulness. So I found that really interesting. And we were just talking about that yesterday. And I find when people come to me for career coaching, oftentimes they find that their job or the career path they've chosen within nursing and healthcare doesn't feel like it fulfills any particular purpose for them. So that comes up a lot. And when you mention the body, I often will mention to my clients, you know, when you go in for a job interview to an employer's, and if it's a in-person interview, I always say, does your stomach sink when you walk into the room or the building? Does it feel weird in there? Do people seem uncomfortable or awkward or unhappy? Or, you know, you can feel it. You know, you walk in some places and it feels terrible. And then other places you walk in, it feels really light and airy and everything seems really, really upbeat and positive. So I learned that a lot from you. And when I worked with you at Wisdom of the Whole, when I was first becoming a coach. So what I get from you is that this integral approach, this way of looking at the world around you, it helps you get at the heart of things, right? That's mm-hmm. part of what yeah. coaching is about, right? You want people to get to the heart. And you mentioned to me in another conversation that people who are more integral in terms of their approach to their work and their lives can make more money. They can differentiate themselves. And does that come from having a sense of purpose, or how does it, what comes first, or is it chicken and the egg?
Yeah, well, it does. It does help people differentiate themselves, because there's lots of coaches and there's lots of schools turning out even more coaches, which is, we need coaches at this point in our lives, in our history, our human history. So that's the good news. And if you're a coach wanting to find clients, you want to be different. You want to have a niche. You want someone to say, oh, go to Linda for integral coaching. Go to Keith for career coaching. Mm-hmm. So this idea of having a way to differ, to say, here's what makes me special. And here are the people I'm looking to work with also. That really helps. If you look at any kind of marketing advice, probably the first thing, and I just tried this a couple of days ago, the first thing that came up in the places I was looking on the internet was differentiate yourself, specialize, niche. So when I can say that I'm a coach that works with the whole person, I mean, people don't understand dimensions and internal and external, and you know, those are beyond what people want to hear about. They just have an issue and they want to move toward their goal. So when I can say that I work with the whole person, that I work with all parts of them, I work with, I use the word holistic because not many people know integral yet. Mm-hmm. But this idea of people do want to be seen as whole. And so that's one way that it really helps me get more clients. So differentiating yourself. I was talking with someone the other day, and he was saying that in terms of health coaching and health coaching schools, most of them come from kind of the mental. They're not that holistic or integral. So in and of itself, that really sets apart, you know, maybe 10, 15% of coaching schools have this integral holistic perspective. So people like to be seen as whole. It's something we're so divided. We're so, everything's not connected. So the idea of being able to offer a client the ability to work with all of them, because we have all these different parts. You know, part of me is happy. Part of me is sad about something. Part of me is afraid. Part of me is excited. So when a coach wants to work with just one part of me, well, that isn't all of me. So I'm welcomed more easily, more quickly, when I say that I work with all parts of people, you know, their wholeness.
Mm-hmm. And if someone listening isn't a coach, they're a nurse, and nurses do a lot of coaching in their work, of course, right? We do motivational interviewing. There's all sorts of things we do in our functions as nurses, depending on the milieu and, you know, what it is we're doing. But this integral approach and these techniques and strategies can be used in many ways with a patient with diabetes or a patient who has bipolar disorder, right? Mm-hmm. You can bring this to anything you do, right?
Anything. Mm-hmm. In fact, anywhere. The thing that our students, they know when they take our course that they're going to learn how to work with people. I mean, I remember this one woman who was a potential student. She said, I know that telling people what to do doesn't work, but I don't know how to do it differently. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't worry, we have that down. We've been in a school for 28 years. I'm very proud of our curriculum. But what people don't know is that they find out that they really have better friendships. It really affects their personal life in a very positive way as well. Hmm. They're better at listening to themselves. They're better at work-life balance. They're better at boundaries. And so their personal life improves greatly. In fact, there are people that many people that say the course changes their life, which of course is music to my ears.
Right. And it can affect your intimate relationships, you know, marriage, in relationship with your children. Mm-hmm. Right. You can take these things and they can permeate all different parts of your life if you allow them to. Right? You don't want to wall them off just from your professional life. I have a question for you. So
sure.
When you were, I don't know how many years ago this was, I think it was in the 90s, you would lead medical tours to China. And then you lived in China because you wanted to find that bridge between Western and Eastern in terms of healing. And What did that mean to you in the context of what we're talking about now? You know, what did all of those forays to China do for you? Did it open certain things for you that you hadn't yet discovered? You know, what was the crux of that entire endeavor?
Sure. It was an exciting part of my life. And I've always had been interested in putting things together, in connecting, and really this whole big picture. So Integral has kind of, I don't know, I grew up in it somehow. And so when I was interested in going to China, I wanted to learn, how do they integrate Eastern and Western healing? And so I led trips for New Dimensions Radio, Noetics, and my own business, CIIS also. And what I found, I mean, it was fascinating to me because it was like when they'd have surgeries, their IVs would be full of herbs. And I thought, oh my gosh, how fascinating. So this way of combining things. I remember one time when I lived there, I got pneumonia and I was so excited.
Wonderful. Awesome.
I thought, oh boy, I get to have Chinese medicine. So I went to the hospital. I had my partner at that time was my interpreter. And so they wanted to give me IVs and Western medicine. I kept saying, no, no. And so then more people would walk by and they'd stop. Pretty soon there were like about 25 or 30 people gathered around us. And I kept saying, no, I wanted Chinese medicine. They kept saying no, because I was a foreigner, so I should get Western medicine. And then they asked if I had any allergies. And I thought, bingo, yes, I have an allergy to penicillin. And so then they went, oh, okay. So everybody walked away and they just asked for my pulse, you know, and then they prescribed Chinese medicine. So it was a great experience for me to see how even those systems work together.
That's wonderful. I have a friend here in Santa Fe who's Dr. of Oriental Medicine, and he studied in China for a while, and he has some interesting stories about his work there too. He lived there not for a really long time, but long enough to really be, to have a real insight into how they practice there. And he has some funny stories about that. So after the break, I'd like to talk more about coaching, specifically how you started your coaching school, of which I was a student some years ago. Thank you so much for helping me with that. I'd like to talk about the board certified nurse coach process and the designation and why that's important and how it's grown since I first entered into that area some years ago as well in one of the first cohorts, and a lot of other things to touch on. And I wish we had a couple hours, but we have a little bit more time. So when we come back, we'll talk more with Linda Bark of Wisdom of the Whole Coaching right here on episode 466 of the Nurse Keith Show. And welcome back to the second half of the episode. We're here again with friend of the pod and my friend and colleague, Linda Bark, Dr. Linda Bark of Wisdom of the Whole Coaching Academy. Linda, prior to the break, we talked about you going to China and being so happy about getting pneumonia and that you had a penicillin allergy. So they were like, okay, we'll give you the herbs, whatever. It's a great story. And now I want to switch to stateside and I want to talk about coaching. And the first thing I want to ask about is when you decided to start your own integral coaching school. And when I first met you, this was quite a few years ago, when I had already been coaching, but I was newish to it. Wisdom of the Whole had a different name, didn't it?
Yes, it was Bark Coaching Institute at that time.
That's right. I studied you under the auspices of Bark Coaching Institute, and then it changed to Wisdom of the Whole. And why did you decide to start a coaching school, and when was that?
So that was about 96, and I had been working, well, in 93, David Eisenberg put this landmark study together that showed that there was many, many, many people in this country paying out of pocket for complementary and alternative therapies. And so all the hospitals went, oh, we want some of that money. We want to be able to do that. So there was this big push to have holistic healing centers. And people didn't really know what they were. And so I partnered with Rudolph Ballantyne, and we started a business to work with people on how to build holistic healing centers. But people didn't get it. They just thought you had to fill up rooms. How many, you know, it's like, what's the recipe? How many chiropractors do you need? How many nutritionists? How many acupuncturists? And they just felt like you just put people along a hall and then you had an integrated center or a holistic center. And that wasn't it at all. It was so much different than that. People needed to know what each other did. And, you know, clients, patients didn't know anything about this. So anyway, we started doing that and it worked out. I ended up working with lots of different healing centers for about 7 years, putting them together. And in the meantime, I thought, I want coaches. But at that time, I couldn't find coaches who were nurses because they wanted licensed people who were holistic. So then I thought, oh, I have to train people to do what I've been doing. And by then, I'd been coaching for about 5 years, and it was really going well. So that's when I started the training. And basically, it grew from there. We've trained over 1,500 now, and that's kind of how it started. Mm-hmm. And I really, of course, needed to use holistic coaches because they were holistic centers.
Right. So the one thing I want to talk to you about is this whole board certification process for nurses. When I was first checking out coaching and I was doing some certifications and kind of getting my feet wet and starting to learn the skills, the coaching schools out there, some of them were geared towards health professionals, but it didn't feel like exactly what I wanted. And I started hearing about this board certified nurse coach designation, which was pretty new. And I ended up being able to work with you so that I could actually sit for the exam by going through your program and becoming one of the first cohorts of board certified nurse coaches. It was very exciting at that time. And, you know, working with you opened all these doors for me, and I met Barbie Dossey, like all these things started to happen. And, you know, what does it mean to you that we now have, thanks to you, Barbie, Susan Luck, and others, that there's an actual board certification for nurses who want to be coaches rather than going to some course that, you know, gives you some skills, but it's not this, it doesn't feel as official, it doesn't feel as integrative as it does being a board certified nurse coach. So how did that coming about, the board certification, kind of change the face of coaching when it comes to nurses and nursing?
Great question. Yeah, so I think nurse coaches are the best.
Of course.
Because we have this broad knowledge of the healthcare system. And now with, so much terrible things, so many terrible things going on, so much falling apart. To be able to work with a client who is thinking of having surgery or in the hospital and really be able to know this whole structure, this whole hierarchy, how it works, how to get things done, especially how to get things done, is really a gift. And for nurses to be able to be recognized for this, of course, just makes my heart sing, because we should be. And mm-hmm. we can really help people. We can help people so much. So the idea that, several of us, as you mentioned, decided to, and Darlene Hess included, and
and
Bonnie, and Marianne Southard. So to really have this group come together and say, yes, nurses can do this. And we put together, you know, we wrote that first book for the scope and competencies.
I remember that. I have that book.
Yeah. And then we, just a couple of years ago, redid the second edition, which is quite a bit bigger because more is happening.
I have that book too.
So I'm ecstatic. I'm just elated mm-hmm. because we have the ability to give such wonderful service. I mean, one of the things that I was talking about, you know, about this integral approach, we get to do things that other people don't know how to do. And we get to do it in a way that warms our hearts. I mean, helps us have such meaningful experiences with our patients or clients and make a difference in a person's life, a family's life, so that this is an acknowledged certification that in many systems, I know when I was working at Cleveland Clinic, when you took a certification, you got a step up on the ladder. Mm-hmm. When you just took it as a course, then when you were certified, you got another step up. So it really pays nurses who are in healthcare systems where this is recognized, which it is much more mainstream now. And so it pays in terms of career development. I know many of our graduates say having a certificate in nurse coaching or coaching at any level, it makes the job hunting easier because people do recognize it.
Yeah. And just having those letters after your name and feeling like it's something you really earned. And it's something when I look at lists of nurse designations now, you know, NC-BC is one of them, board certified nurse coach. And it feels good to see my designation, you know, officially recognized by the powers that be, so to speak. And I understand that you were instrumental helping get this whole thing off the ground, this board certification here in the States. But I also understand you're advising the Indian government, designing health coach certifications there. You've been involved on so many levels. You've worked with the Mayo Clinic on, you know, your work in making coaching acceptable and mainstream and people seeing it as something valuable. I think we shouldn't overlook how far coaching has come, right? I mean, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you know, I was hearing about life coaches, you know, that was a thing and that was nice. And it was good to know that that was there. And I worked with several, but then we started to hear that there were so many more possibilities with coaching. And I chose career coaching as sort of my milieu, but there's so many different options for coaching. So people who go through the Wisdom of the Whole Coaching Academy, do all of the nurses who go through your academy take the exam to become board certified nurse coaches?
Pretty many people do, because certification, the last International Coach Federation, every year they do a global study mm-hmm. and it's very large. And it used to be that 50% of clients all over the world wanted their coaches to be certified. Now it's 80%. So if you've taken the course, now's the time to get certified. It does speak well.
It does. And you have to renew your certification every 5 years. I do my CEUs and it's really important to me to keep that certification up, mm-hmm. just like anyone would if they were certified in emergency nursing or whatever it happens to be. But I know you have some things that you would like the audience to be aware of. One is that you have a free quiz that nurses can take to see how holistic and integral they are. And we're going to have a link to that quiz in the show notes. Can you tell us just quickly what that quiz is about and what people can expect?
Yeah. So we're talking about integral. And so it's a question, how integral are you? So it's a short quiz and you can get a score that says you're this integral. And so that's fun for people to think, okay, now I have a sense of where I am on this scale.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. And while we're talking about courses, I want to go a little deeper. And I know you have a new 30-hour coaching continuing ed program. It's on-demand video, and it's called Whole Being. And there's two parts that are 15 hours each. And what is that about? And is that specifically for those of us who are already certified as coaches?
Well, people that are coaches, it is for coaches. If you're not certified, that's not as important, but it is for coaches. And it is about building your skills, becoming more integral. So part of what we have in our school is about 25 different tools. Some of them I've made up along the years and they work. And others are like the magic wand, which other coaching schools talk about. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to help people expand their thinking, go deeper, go wider, go to those blind spots. And so these tools are very helpful. They don't replace the whole basic idea of not fixing people. They're added on. So we have in this on-demand video, which you can, of course, watch on your own, we have Heidi, who is my faculty member, and we demonstrate the tool. Like there's a group of students, graduates, usually our graduates on the Zoom call. And so we coach one of them using the tool. And then we ask them to coach us. And it's great because we can stop or pause or we can offer upgrades. And when you see the demonstration, you think, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. And then when someone else does it, it's not quite as easy sometimes. So you get to see someone actually use the tool. And then we also process that with the students that are listening in terms of what they learned. And so it's very interactive. And it's fun because it's real people doing their real work on screen.
That sounds great. I have to put that on my own radar, actually, for developing and honing my own skills. So that's going to go on the list. Now, in terms of this entire framework, you know, this picture you're painting of how we approach coaching, how we can approach nursing, how we can approach our lives. But I want to ask about your five stages that you use as a framework for what you do in coaching. And how does that work? And what does that actually look like? And how might someone listening take little nuggets of that and maybe apply it even working with their patients as a nurse?
Great. Great question. Yeah. So when it was 96 and I was thinking, oh my goodness, I have to train people. And I didn't quite know what I was doing. I just know it worked. So I really had to look for a philosophy. I have a PhD in philosophy. So I like philosophy, but I only like if it's practical. So I found Jean Gebser, a philosopher of the 1930s. And he talked about consciousness, different ways of knowing and being, these kind of dimensions, as we were talking about, that happened over time. And so the first was in the very beginning of humankind, when we were very connected with source, whatever that is for people, you know, feeling all is well. And that's a place where we like to get back to, we want to get to in terms of meditation. But in terms of a coaching, it's really being grounded and centered. It's really using that connection with source, however people want to. But it's a place that we as integral coaches are comfortable if people want to go there. And again, not as experts, but as helping people sort through what's meaningful, what their values are. And then Gebser talks about really having millions of years go by in which then there was a kind of intuitive magic structure of consciousness, different ways of knowing, where there are tribes And we had a sense of belonging, and energy was, energy practices were used, not quite the way we use them now, but we learned from those times. And so that, that way of knowing, people helping people feel included, helping people in terms of coaching use their intuition, helping us coaches use our intuition, and knowing, like when you were talking about going in a room and feeling the energy, that would be part of that way of knowing that happened thousands and thousands and millions of years ago. And then fast forward, the next steps kind of being mythical, where there was more language and there were myths. So story is really important. There was oral history. So in this way of knowing and being stories, we have all kinds of stories about even this, you know, even this podcast about what I'm going to do with this course, what I'm going to do. You have these stories, and sometimes they're unconscious. So working with story, affirmations, also looking at imagery, this belongs in that kind of way of knowing. So really great, great tools for coaching. And then the fourth way is the mental, you know, in thousands of years going by, we're with Industrial Revolution and how things were then really looked in, at in terms of matter and substance. And in coaching, there's that, you know, there's measurements, there's between now and next week, there's what is your A1C, there's critical thinking, there's sequential learning. Mm-hmm. So those are the tools that kind of hang out in that structure. And what we invite our coaches to do, and really anyone on this call, is to think about, you know, if there was a corner of each of those ways of being, but to move to the middle of the room and be able to access that groundedness, that sense of safety, that sense of things will work out from the archaic, that tribal way of belonging, intuition, energy, that other mythical where there's story and affirmations and superpowers, and then the mental where there's time, there's space, there's A1Cs, there's all the kinds of measurements we use in well-being. And right. Then to just really pull from those different ways of knowing and work with clients, that's what pays off. That's what really helps people differentiate themselves, really get to the heart of an issue, and help people align. Once they align toward a goal, they move very fast.
Now, Linda, it's so interesting talking to you. You and I had a conversation last week too, and in our recording this podcast episode today, what I see in you when we talk is that you mentioned early in this hour about how you can use this integral, holistic, et cetera, approach in every aspect of your life, right? Personal, professional, coaching, nursing, et cetera. And what I see in you is that no matter what you and I talk about, it has an integral feeling. Like you're talking about having these different aspects in each corner, and then you move to the center of the room because you want to integrate all four of them. It's like, mm-hmm. No matter what I get from you, and I think you sort of personify this approach, is that there's just not one way of looking at something. Mm-hmm. There's multifaceted ways of looking at something. And that's what you taught me when you and I were doing our work together, when I was working towards my certification, is that you can't just look at it through one lens. And so in the end, if we were to pull this all together and say I was a nurse listening to this episode right now, what's the main message you would like people to understand about why an integral way of thinking, feeling, being, and working is so important?
Because it really gets change. It really helps change happen. In the integral, we talk about including. Mm-hmm. So that's bringing all those things in.
Okay.
We talk about embracing them. Mm-hmm. And then transforming, transcend. So that to me is what change is about. And that's why this model really helps people make changes at deep levels and lasting changes. It's just not they do something for a week or two or a month or even 6 months. They look at changing their lives.
So including, embracing, transforming. So those are sort of pillars of this process. And so we can apply this with patients, right? Like you mentioned hemoglobin A1C, you know, a diabetic. Mm-hmm. We can apply this with someone who's rethinking their career. Maybe they're looking at their, I don't know, parenting, their mm-hmm. marriage, right? We can take this and apply it anywhere.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And where would you like Wisdom of the Whole Coaching Academy to go? Like what's next? How would you like this to evolve? Because you're an ever evolving person. I know that about you. So where would you like things to go with all of this? Because it seems like there's room for things to move in new directions.
Global. We're really looking global. We have, and I love classes with people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Again, it's that diversity. It helps us all have a different perspective. It's really about combining richness. So even our classes are improved. And when we have people from diverse ways of thinking,
mm-hmm.
so mm-hmm. we're in an expansion phase and we're doing it. We're going there.
Yeah. And you're bringing coaching to India. So you're figuring out with the Indian government how to bring health coach certification and this whole way of being and the way of looking at things to how they work in India. So that's super exciting. And do you travel there often?
I have taught in India. I've taught coaching in India. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got involved with this. I thought, oh no, not another certification, because mm-hmm. it is a very long process. I did 8 years with the national board, 3 years with the nurse coaching. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, so how the Indian, they have a level of certification in their government. And so now we're looking at how to certify
That's
people
really
in
exciting.
India.
That's super exciting. Okay. So people can go to wisdomoftheholeglobal.com. That's to visit the Wisdom of the Whole Coaching Academy, of which mm-hmm. I'm a proud graduate. And your program can lead them in the direction of taking the exam to become board certified nurse coaches if they're so inclined. For those listeners who are already coaches, Linda has this new 30-hour coaching CE on-demand video program called Whole Being that we talked about, 2 15-hour segments. So you can look for the link to that in the show notes. We also have the free quiz to discover how holistic or integral you truly are. And that is something you can also access from the show notes. And Linda, I know you're on Instagram, you're on LinkedIn, you're on Facebook. We'll have all those links there. And this has been really fun. But before we go, I have 4 questions I like to ask all of my guests at the end of the formal interview. So are you willing to take a risk and have me ask you 4 questions off the cuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, I know what the questions are, but your responses are off the cuff. So, okay. So the first question is, how would you define success, either personally and or professionally?
For me, my life's purpose is to bring in this new way of being, this new paradigm where we're more fair, we're more just. We see that we're all connected and there's peace.
There's another highly integral response from Linda Bark, folks. All right. 2nd question of 4. Could you name or describe a person who's inspired you in the course of your life? They could be living or dead, a very famous person, or someone from your personal life who none of us would ever have had the chance to have known.
Rudy Ballantyne. I don't have to think very long. It was Dalai Lama and Rudy Ballantyne. I really admire both of them. Rudy Ballantyne is a holistic physician. I met him the first hour and a half I was in my PhD program, he was teaching, and I thought, that's who I want to study with. I went up and I told him that. He said, great. So I went to Pennsylvania to work with him for a significant amount of time. We've been in business. Yeah, we've been in, he wrote Radical Healing.
Yeah. Is he still working? Is he still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, I live in a eco village and he lives here too.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting. And you and I discovered recently that I've actually visited the eco village where you live, which is also exciting. So that's great. Okay. Third question, the penultimate question. Is there a book or a movie? It doesn't have to be an absolute favorite, but just one that comes to mind that's had a major impact on the way you think, the way you live your life, the way you approach your work, anything like that at all. Just a book that has holds a lot of meaning for you.
Well, Gebser's book, his book, I can't think of it right now, but his seminal work, it's lost. It's big and it's hard to read. So maybe I'm not going to, that's why I'm not saying, but the movie that comes to mind is Ted Lasso.
Oh, why is that?
But for me, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but I'm just rewatching it with some friends and he's pretty much an enlightened being. He really can integrate a lot of things and still be a wonderful person.
Hmm. That's great. I don't think I've ever seen it. So I often hear things from guests that I need to check out. So that'll go on my list. All right. The last question. If you, Dr. Linda Bark, were named Queen of the World tomorrow, what would be one of the first things you would want to do to improve the lives of your subjects? But you have to bear in mind that you would be queen of the world, so you'd have ultimate power and you could do anything forever, but just your first act as queen, what would you do?
Make everyone coaches.
All right. And what would happen if everyone was a coach? What would happen?
Well, I wrote a white paper 20 years ago about using principles of coaching to build healthy cultures and organizations. And I am doing that work now because really the principles of coaching are respect and listening and empowering others. For me, that's where it's at.
Mm. Awesome. I have an extra credit question for you.
Okay.
So in terms of nurse coaching and nurses becoming coaches, what's your vision for what could happen if we had a critical mass of nurses, let's say in the United States, who became certified as nurse coaches and really took this work and brought it to the masses? What do you think could happen?
So I want to invite you to say rather than if, let's say when.
Okay, when we have a critical mass of nurses who are certified, what would happen?
Yeah, well, healthcare would be what we need for one thing, and people would be healthier. I mean, this empowerment is so valuable. This way we have, especially in our healthcare system, where you know the patient doesn't have their own clothes. They're so unempowered. They don't know what's happening. There was a nurse in an ED who said, when she was in our training, she said she wanted to ask her patients something. And so she, you know, why are you here? You always ask, you know, where do you want to be by the end of the visit? And how can you get yourself there? I mean, that was such a different approach to the patients she was working with. And she said, talk about how it really happens, how it really helps you, how it pays off. Her stress level went from 9 to 5 because she and her clients, her patients, were working together. So the idea that there's this partnership, it's not about being, you know, taking the client or the patient here or there. It's about this partnership as is appropriate.
So Linda, this has been so wonderful having you here. And people can go to wisdomoftheholeglobal.com if they want to learn about nurse coaching. And you work with you've worked with hundreds, thousands of nurses here in the United States. And of course, like you described, you're moving into India and other countries and bringing the magic and the power of integral coaching around the world. So any of you who are interested, go to wisdomoftheholeglobal.com. You can talk with Linda and her team about what it means to enter into the academy, become certified as a nurse coach. You can also talk to me. I'll tell you about my experience and how it really transformed my career to become a board certified nurse coach with Linda and working with the American Holistic Nurse Credentialing Corporation and taking the exam. It's an exciting thing to do for your career. So please think about that. And again, thank you, Linda, so much for being here. And it's just been, it's such an honor, and it's not going to be the last time. Okay.
Great. I look forward to it.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Nurse Keith Show. The show notes will be at nursekeith.com. The links will be in the show notes, but they'll also be in any app where you happen to be listening. And again, check out wisdomoftheholeglobal.com. And in the show notes, you'll find a link to the 30-hour coaching CE on demand video program from Wisdom of the Whole Coaching Academy. And you'll also find the free quiz to see how integral and holistic you truly are. Thank you so much for being here. If you are in need of personalized holistic career coaching, look no further than nursekeith.com and Nurse Keith Coaching. Mention the show and get 10% off your first coaching package. You can become a patron at patreon.com/nursekeith. We are members of the Health Podcast Network at healthpodcastnetwork.com, and we are adroitly produced by Rob Johnston of 520R Podcasting. Before we say goodbye, I'll leave you with this quote by Amelia Earhart. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Be well, dig deep, seek joy, keep in touch. This is Nurse Keith saying adios till next time from beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the inimitable, amazing, wonderful Linda Bark saying arrivederci from
Earth Haven Eco Village near Asheville, North Carolina.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you to everyone. And we will catch you on the proverbial flip side.